106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, a longtime wildlife advocate and a very smart guy, a guy we've had on the program a number of times, is leaving the Bow Valley from Alberta Parks, Glenn Naylor. I understand you had a chance to chat with him before he retired here.
He's the district conservation officer, so I think it's important to remember that that's for parks and protected areas. Part of our community lies within provincial parks, but 36 years in that role, and Glenn Naylor is retiring, moving to the West Coast, you know, where there's less winter. Had a chance to chat with him Monday about what's happening at this time of year every year, which is elk calving season. Mm-hmm. Elk feel really safe within the town because there's less predators. And when they give birth, they're little baby calves. You can recognize them because they're spotted, but they're pretty much for a day or two helpless and immobile. So if you come across one, don't assume that it's been abandoned is one thing. If you have concerns or questions, call Fish and Wildlife, call Parks, 591-7755.
Yep.
And report it and let the wildlife experts determine what course of action to take. But also, we need to be aware.
Female elk can become aggressive at this time of year. Three bus lengths is the yardstick that they've been using. Stay that far away. So it's not just about, you know, watching out for bears, although bears are also a story right now. They are active. There have already been some special cautions put out for Lake Louise town sign trails around Lake Louise just due to the number of bear activities. Apparently, there's been one somewhat curious bear that doesn't seem to have the human wariness that other bears do in that area, and they put out a special warning about that sub-adult grizzly as well. I really hope these are the only kinds of bear stories we're going to be reporting on this summer, not bear killed on highway, not close encounter bear human that went bad kind of thing, you know?
We're in bear country, and bears can be anywhere, and we've seen them walk right through developed areas. We don't want them there, but they can be there. The Engine Bridge in particular in Canmore has a warning right now for a black bear in that area.
Oh, really?
Peaks of Grassy, Powerline, Quarry Lake, there's been a black bear seen there. A couple black bears, and even with cubs at the Canmore Nordic Center. And then out in Three Sisters by the golf course, there is a black bear that has shown not so much wariness around people, so they're keeping a close eye on it. And it was seen by students outside at Our Lady of the Snow School. Them being there is not an issue or a problem. It's if they don't move off when aversive conditioning is used, or they keep returning, or they get a food reward.
Yeah.
Right now, they're not getting food rewards. They're just curious. They're exploring. Grizzly bears have been sighted so far on the north side of the valley in Canmore. Obviously, Lake Louise, there's two subadult females and a couple of males. And speaking to a wildlife expert in Lake Louise, apparently it's mating season.
Oh.
Wow, chicka wow, wow.